For our last talk today, I'm introducing Gregory Mahler. Gregory has been the subject of some news when he moved many years ago. He moved to Durham and he said that, well, there's not much of any map on OpenStreetMap here in this area. I'm going to try and navigate by that little bit of map I have and improve it while I'm doing so. And in so doing, basically single-handedly created the map of Durham in OpenStreetMap. Today, he is not the subject of people talking, but he has invited a couple of guests, a couple of mappers to talk about their job, their work in OpenStreetMap. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm Gregory, and I've enjoyed going to State of the Map conferences for a number of years. I'm sure you know OpenStreetMap is about the people that make it in various different ways. And those people involved in OpenStreetMap, we often call them OpenStreetMappers. And so we can chat to people normally in the breaks. It's a bit different this year, of course. So I thought I'd have a chat, help you meet some mappers by speaking to a couple of people I know have been involved for a different number of years, and to just ask them some questions, some friendly chat, rather than about a specific subject. So I've got not too far away for our first street mapper. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Greg.
So, how will we know you in OpenStreetMap?
My OpenStreetMap username is Examiner Ian, which is one that I've had for a long, long, long time, and it's one I've kept, you know, on Twitter and things like that as well.
So, despite the lockdown, you're not that far down the road from me. Whereabouts are we?
We're in the beautiful city of Durham. I feel that cathedral cities are a bit of a thing there because I was actually born in Ripon, which is another beautiful little cathedral city. But we are in sunny Durham at the moment, and on either side of it, really, aren't we? So I'm on one side, you're on the other, basically.
On to the first mapping question. What's the first mapping you did in OpenStreetMap? How did it? What did you start with?
A lot of my mapping actually has been the humanitarian OpenStreetMap stuff, the hot OSM response to crises. So I think the first one I did was the refugee camps in Africa, where they were going across the border from, I think, Sudan, South Sudan. And those ones where we were mapping out so that they could see where people were at, how many people were there, the changes over the time in which people had been coming across the border, and so they could then get relief in as and where it was needed, you know. So I think that was it. Most of my hot OSM stuff actually has been in Africa, strangely. Other things, other projects have been elsewhere.
So it started with hot. How did that start? How did you get into mapping at home after here in the UK?
Well, do you know, it's the quarterly projects that get me going on that one. And the biggest one I think I was involved with was the one to map solar panel distribution around the country. So we all do our little bit wherever we're at, and that was a challenge because I think in the end, everyone in the car when we were driving along was, oh, look, there's one over there. Oh, there's some over there. Don't forget that one over there. And so we had almost a family fun thing, trying to spot them all, you know. But that's the biggest one I've got involved with. And other things have been just little bits and pieces here, editing buildings, names around my local area, just keeping the map up to date, pretty much like what you do as well, isn't it?
You've been doing it for a couple of years. At the start, what got you into mapping and
Well, actually, Greg, it was actually an invite from you, wasn't it? So we were all, we had this meeting at the church building down the road where we meet, and it was a request, wasn't it, to get involved in things. So we all sat in one of the upstairs conferencing rooms, a bit like, I don't know, a gaming cafe thing. Everyone had a laptop in front of them, and then we all got on with mapping out that first, I think it was a Hot SM thing, the one of the relief camps. I can't remember now, is it 2 years ago, something like this?
Yeah, about 2 years. So you've not been to State of the Map conference before, have you watched the live feed at all?
One or two from last year. There was, I think, because I only started getting involved maybe 2 years ago, I watched a few of the conferences on, especially on connected with the solar panel energy mapping project. I watched that one. I didn't dip into all of them, and probably less than I should have done. But that was an interesting one to pick up on, because I'd been involved in it in some way, and had developed part of the mapping. And actually, it's quite interesting, because on that video, I could actually see the specific bits and pieces around the country where I was probably the only one mapping, because it was so remote and dotted around in a very particular place. And I thought, you know, well, there's no one else actually gone up there. So it was nice to feel connected in that way.
Yeah, nice. So thanks for that, Ian. So yeah, and now I'm joined by Hannah, so I'll let her introduce herself. Hi, Hannah.
I'm Hannah Krüger. I'm from Germany, Cologne. And I'm a mapper since 2012. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool. And how do you contribute to OpenStreetMap, and perhaps how has that changed since you started?
When I began, I started as a kind of heavy mapper. So I was really mapping, I think, almost every week or something like that. When I finished my studies, or my studies became more serious, then that got a bit less, but not my activity in OpenStreetMap, because at the moment I'm quite doing quite a lot for the local chapter in Germany. At the moment, I'm also one of the board members. And I'm also quite in organizing conferences and some mapping parties I organized as well. And did a lot of stuff around OpenStreetMap, and not so much mapping anymore.
Do you also do some new work, I think, some work to help new people in OpenStreetMap?
That was also one of the parts that I focused a bit on. That was especially the documentation in the wiki, and also the communication with communities, which was also related to my local chapter work, because it was very I found it quite interesting how different communities communicate. That there are a lot of differences. For example, in the German local chapter communicates a lot with emails and with the forum. For other communities, this does not work this good. And I think that also leads sometimes to problems that the German community often writes a lot of emails on the OSMF mailing lists, for example, or on tagging or whatever, and then it looks a bit like that these discussions are a lot there are a lot of German activities and also European activities, because it's our main channel for communication, but this of course does not represent all other communities in OpenStreetMap. Mm.
Yeah, indeed, and you know a lot about the communications, we did a talk last year, I think people should probably watch that, I'll put a link somewhere, but yeah, the German local chapter that you mentioned, and a bit about what does, for those who don't know, what does a chapter do?
Yeah, we have our own conference, which is a bit different than the Zotum, because it's more focused on business. Also, it's more a business conference than a mapper conference. There's also some mapping activities, but this is just one part of the conference. And we also have our monthly meetings and so on, like I think most other chapters in Germany. I think that's quite something that's a bit different about the German local chapter, that we are have also a part that is very focused on business with OpenStreetMap and with cartography.
So the events and business connections, that you've been to a few.
Yep.
So why should people go to these events?
I think they should go there because, you can meet there others that also participate in the OSM community. And I think it's always best to speak face to face and see really that there are persons behind these usernames you sometimes see in discussions or in or in the change sets. And I think it also solves a lot of conflicts and problems, and it's also a lot of fun to meet others, because I think OpenStreetMap is some kind of do it on your own hobby, sometimes the communication and also the meeting others is a bit less than in other hobbies.
Yeah, it is fun, hopefully some people will get back in person to events. Sort of a bit about that. When you meet people, how do you explain OpenStreetMap and that it's different to other things? How would people, what would you say?
I think when I mostly explain OpenStreetMap, then it's to someone who never heard about it. And then I often say something like that, that it's an alternative to maps like Google Maps or something like that. Because there is a community behind it that is collecting these data. And of course, it's always a bit tricky to explain it, because so when you don't have any experience with this topic, then it sounds a bit weird to collect data and POEs and all this stuff. But I think that's how I mostly explain it.
I can do that, a lot's being done, what would you say is the most interesting thing that you've seen mapped or know can be mapped in OpenStreetMap?
I think in Germany that's quite a meme that these vending machines for I don't know how to say it, for dog bags or so. I don't know what's the what's the good English word for it. That these are also mapped in OpenStreetMap and quite a lot. And I think there are a lot of people that are doing this, because in bigger cities the map is already quite full with a lot of POEs. And I think that's quite of amazing that the that the detail level in OpenStreetMap is now so high that I think in Cologne, for example, there are not so many of these vending machines that you can map anymore, because they are already.
Amazing what people will map and fact map. So you've now documenting the wiki a lot and updating that. Would you say your local area, Cologne? Is the map complete there?
Of course, it's not completely mapped. I think that's impossible. We have a lot of very, very extreme mappers. Here in my region is, for example, one that's called the Troisdorfer. And he's, I think, mapping every day. And his district or his town is already mapped with all the lamps in the streets and everything. So of course he's also mapping a lot in Cologne and especially in the district where I live. So of course there's always something to do. Every day, I think a shop in a big city like Cologne is closing and another is opening. So, some opening hours change. But yeah, it's at the moment, it's not so interesting anymore for me to map. So I'm more thinking about organization and doing there a lot of things.
Uh-huh. So that's great. Thanks for answering those questions, Hannah. And it's good to have an insight for me to see further than the UK to Germany. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cool. So that's Hannah. Talking about Germany, where it's very mapped, and we talked about we heard from Ian about how he's done a lot of humanitarian street map. So that he's also got involved in projects locally. There's lots of things there. I've just had those people to talk to, but while the conference is going on, use the different social media and the chat features just to talk to people, particularly following a talk can be good, or you can just kind of chat to people and ask them, who else is new here? Who's only been mapping for the last year or the last 5 years? Or ask, has anyone been mapping for a long time? Or does anyone map lamppost? There's lots of interesting questions you can ask and chat to people. And as I said, hopefully, when lockdown can be more relaxed, the different places to meet in person. Some of those events, the big ones and the more local ones, will start again. If you want to start a conversation, why not use the conference hashtag? If you just want to make it free, clean, chatty, you can put hashtag HelloOSMers, and we'll see who replies. I'm sure you'll hear lots of interesting people as the conference continues on as well. Cool, thank you.
Right. Thank you, Gregory, Ian, and Hannah, for that interview, those two interviews. The situation on the pad in terms of questions is sort of developing into details of the map in Cologne, because you mentioned that, Hannah. Someone would like to know whether there are lots of cell towers mapped in Cologne and whether they are disguised and whether there are deletion wars where some people delete stuff that they find unnecessary. Maybe you can sort of just say a few words about your mapping experience in Cologne as a very densely mapped city.
Yeah, so of course it is very densely mapped. It's it has more than a million people living there, so there are a lot of details. I think the house numbers and streets, they are complete. In Cologne, it's at the moment the local government is starting using OpenStreetMap as their database, and they are uploading also a lot of POEs and stuff they need for their maps. So it's very high densely mapped. I don't know about cell towers and something like that, so I'm I haven't looked this up. I think that's the situation in Cologne at the moment.
There's another question that deals with your work in the Hostius board. It's by an Irish mapper who says that they have just created an organization themselves, and they would like to hear about the German local chapter, how actually what the board of directors do and how the breakdown is between practical work and project planning in the board of Hostius.
We have a board consisting of four members. So we have the head, the second, the vice president, the treasurer, and me as the secretary. And I think, of course, we are organizing a big conference at the moment. We are thinking about having more than 600 people for the next conference. So this is taking a lot of work during the year. We also organize two hack weekends. That's, of course, also something that takes a lot of time. And I think besides these activities, we are working, let's say a lot of stuff that is coming up. We are more focusing, I would say, on the on the work, on the organizing work. So there's I think not so much practical. It's more writing emails, and we also have our own microgrants programs that also take some time.
Right. There's another question that has come in because you in your previous answer you mentioned that that the local government is actually using OpenStreetMap data. There's a question that asks whether they are using OSM in a cadastral sense, or whether they still have their own more precise wholly government data.
So at the moment, they still have their own database, but for roads and buildings, they want to use only OpenStreetMap because they notice that the data is better than their own database. And at the moment, there is this big process that they are adding some roads and some tags that are missing for them. So it's a lot of very special taggings that they are doing there. For example, there was some issue a couple of months ago with graveyards and how to map the ways and paths there on this yard there. Which is in OpenStreetMap not tagged because they just say it's a gravel road, and but I think when I'm right, they are thinking about going OpenStreetMap only for roads and buildings quite soon. I think they before Corona they were thinking about this year, but I don't know how it is at the moment.
Right. Going back to the interview that you did with Gregory, and this is actually a question to both of you, to Hannah and Ian. Are there any things that you kind of felt that would have been obvious that he should have asked but hasn't, that you would like to add to the questions that he went? I mean, that's for both of you, that's a little bit in the past that you recorded these things, but Is there anything you would like to add? Probably.
I'm just going to apologize my audio and video. Hopefully, I'll turn my video off. Okay. That was one question, which was about what's the most interesting thing you've seen, which was edited out, I think. There's some things which I ended up doing, especially in the Pluto. There was a military base in the middle of town, and this I mapped it all the buildings, all the roads, all the entrances, all this business. And then afterwards, I thought, perhaps I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe it's a bit sensitive. But then I think someone else went in and blanked over the whole lot of it, but still didn't remove what I'd done. So it's kind of got that was it. And you know, it's perhaps the stuckness of the difference between people who have money and the people who didn't. So there were very, very big houses. These big shop centres around the infinite north. And only, you know, 1 or 2 kilometres away, there were people living in tracks on the side of the road and things. And I thought that was quite a kind of poignant thing. It made me think of the relevance of mapping and putting people on the map in whatever their circumstances could be. Maybe that's a question.
Very good. So I'd say we close this now. There's a couple more questions about the details of the Postgis organization on the pad, but I think Postgis releases yearly reports even in English, so it's probably not something that we need to discuss in this session. I'd like to thank all of you, Gregory, Ian, and Hannah, to have the stamina to still be available at this time of the day. And I'd like to close this first SOTM 2020 day with that. Thank you and bye-bye.